Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Damp start to spring for us, sure.
Yes.
But at least no one's been evacuated like in Florida.
Right,
A million people ordered to evacuate.
A million, that's
just
insane.
And that's just like the standard process because they're pretty used to hurricanes over that way.
Mm.
So they kind of, that's just, all right, we're off to the gym. Imagine or wherever that. It is they go. Yeah.
Imagine just always being on alert for some kind of weather.
Just when you think, oh, we've just finished tiling the roof.
Yeah, after that cyclone, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's going through the Bahamas at the moment, Hurricane Dorian. But yes, and it makes all of this, I don't know if it was specifically related to this one or just generally, but Donald Trump was asking if his people could nuke the hurricanes as a way of fixing
them. Yeah, why don't we just blow them up?
I'm not a scientist, but I don't know that that's probably
going to
help.
And I feel like a giant ball of fire hitting a cyclone is not going to be the best option. Would that not just be a swirling ball of fire?
Well, it's not
going
to wind down the aggression of the hurricane.
Well, let's just burn the houses as they fly. The cyclone flies through as well.
But anyway, yeah, look, I guess, yeah, we can certainly have it a lot worse.
I know the rain kind of sucks considering it's spring, but hey.
Enjoy the sunny bits and even the rain because,
a lot of places that don't get it. So.
That's right.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
The Dwelling Up 100 is happening this weekend.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And the Mighty Jarrah Trail Run.
Correct, the iconic bike race and the picturesque run
mm-hmm.
or walk, whichever way you want to do it, together happening Saturday. So Dwelling Up will be buzzing this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's not all because I think, when is it? Then next weekend, it's the Hotham Valley Railway Festival.
Wow, so it's a busy month, really, Dwelling Up.
Mm. This weekend is also, there's a lot of awareness weeks and stuff going on this month. So I might not get through all of it, but this week is Spina Bifida Awareness Week for a start. They say in Australia 1 in 800 pregnancies are identified with spinal cord issues, including Spina Bifida. And at this stage, there's no cure.
Right.
It's also Women's Health Week.
Okay, so they kind of tie in together, don't they?
And I went to the website and under the headline Bathroom Boss, which is what it says.
Right.
It says, today we're taking a deep dive into bathroom business.
Okay.
So what's normal and what's not?
In a bathroom?
In your bathroom behaviours.
Okay.
So learn how to have a healthier bladder, bowel and gut. And if you're ready to dive in beyond what we've just... Like, that's just surface talk there.
Yeah.
womenshealthweek.com.au. That's what they call a teaser.
Yeah.
Dive on in.
I'm not sure if I want to dive in there. But hey.
Well, hey, if I've piqued your curiosity, womenshealthweek.com.au. So, Nikki, two robot dancers wearing high heels and each of them with CCTV cameras for heads.
Right.
Will debut at the SC Club in the French city of Nantes to celebrate its fifth anniversary next week. Okay. Pole dancing robots.
Didn't mention the pole dancing bit.
Let me show you a picture.
So they're just kind of spicing up a CCTV camera, aren't they?
Well, they kind of are. So the bots were the brainchild of British artist Giles Walker, who's overlaid their metal gyrating bodies with parts from plastic mannequins. As you can see, there's a realistic chest jilla region, legs... Hands, except for the head. The head's not terribly realistic.
No, just a big gold camera, isn't it?
You know what it is? It's like a tall version of Wall-E.
Yes, I was going to say, it looks like Wall-E.
I really don't know that I want to see him gyrating around a pole. He's referring to the heads, he says the robots aim to play with the notion of voyeurism. You know where they explain art like this? Posing the question of who has the power between the voyeur and the observed person.
Right. In other words, people knew where the CCT cameras were, so they decided to make them into robots and they can just walk around the bar and get everyone. You know, if they think someone's doing the wrong thing, they can go to the bathrooms, they can catch every little nook and cranny, can't they?
I don't know how far they can walk independently, but anyway.
Well, they can pole dance. I'm going to suggest that she can walk. If it is
automatically assume it's a she, I suppose so.
Well, look, it could be.
But anyway, if you want to check them out, this kicks off next week, as they say.
So book a flight, over there and check out these robots.
And if you're wondering, say, if Alexa is out of action next week, at least you'll know where to start looking.
There she is.
That's right.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
There we are.
Oh, that sweet, sweet tune.
A Are you feeling it, Rochelle from Aurelia?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, good.
So oh, you're nice. A big Star Wars fan?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Perfect. Well, this is going to be easy then. We've got your
You've
chance
come to the right place.
To head along and see the Empire Strikes Back live in concert. So this is where the West Australian Symphony Orchestra play along to the movie. So you get all that beautiful music live while you watch an epic movie. So these could be yours.
All you've got to do to qualify for it, or put you in the draw, Rochelle, is identify this iconic Star Wars character. He's so sad.
So sad, isn't it?
Poor guy. Do you know who that is?
That's Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Who else could it be?
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With reporter and rumour monger.
Rumour monger?
May not have been what I intended to say. Nikki Parkinson.
Made a new word there. Now, Kevin Hart is recovering from back surgery following that car crash over the weekend.
Wow.
So we heard yesterday that Kevin had been in a crash in LA.
Yeah.
And he's since undergone surgery, with doctors completing the operation after he sustained major back injuries in the accident. His wife, Aniko, has since told reporters that Kevin's going to be just fine. So that's very good news.
Yeah.
Surgery's over and hopefully can recover soon. Now, Saturday Night Rove has been canned after just two weeks.
Episodes.
Yeah. Rove McManus said the numbers just weren't strong enough to keep the show going for another week, telling TV Tonight the audience we hoped would find a freewheeling live show on Saturday night just weren't there. He said he spoke to 10, this was yesterday, and they both called it. Sure you did.
It's brutal. It is so like team of a comedy.
I know.
On telly.
I don't know. I'm not sure about Saturday night. People are busy. If you are home, you're watching a movie, you're doing your own thing. I don't know.
It
works in the US, I know, but I'm not
sure. I didn't hear anything positive.
No.
So that's, you know, it's not a great
story. Hey, he gave it a crack. Good on
him. I'm sure he'll pop up again shortly.
He will. Now, Post Malone has debuted a new song over the weekend ahead of his latest album release, Hollywood's Bleeding. Now, if you haven't heard this song already, it's called Circles, and it's kind of a different sound for him. It's not as urban as his previous hits.
Reminds me of something, I'm not sure what.
I really like it.
It's kind of cool.
I like this.
Yeah.
Hollywood's Bleeding is the album's name, and it's out on Friday. And Katie Holmes is set to visit Australia as the ambassador for McHappy Day this year.
Really?
Yeah, the Dawson's Creek and Batman star announced today that she's been named the 2019 ambassador and is heading down under November 16 so she can be front and centre on the day. In a statement, Katie said she's proud to be named the ambassador for McHappy Day and is really looking forward to be in Australia for the big event.
So could be coming to a drive-thru near you.
Imagine that. Katie Holmes giving you a Whopper. No, wait, that's the wrong one, isn't it? Is it a Whopper? Whopper's
no.
McDonald's, isn't it? No. Quarter Pounder.
No, it's not. But good try.
Shout out to Hungry Jack's.
You're having a go at least.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.